We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Somebody that it's not hard to trust is Heather Park with the news. Hey, Heather.
Hey, guys. Okay, so Brittany Griner is back on U.S. soil. So she landed in San Antonio as she landed at Kelly Field Air Force Base. This was right around 5:40 a.m. She's now expected to undergo basically an extensive physical, also medical evaluations after spending, 10 months in a Russian prison. So she is home. That is the good news. Charges continue to mount against an Oakland County doctor who investigators actually say he used his role as this physician for youth hockey teams to sexually assault numerous players. We've talked about him in the past, but now these charges are mounting, and also his bond is mounting as well. It's now at a total of $2 million if he wants to get himself out of the Oakland County jail. But on Thursday, the Oakland County Prosecutor's Office announced that it has authorized more charges against this doctor, Dr. Zvi Levran, and he's been charged with fourth-degree criminal sexual conduct in the assault of a 30-year-old man. This took place in December of 2020 at his home, as well as one count of second-degree criminal sexual conduct in an assault of a 14-year-old boy at a medical office in Farmington, which took place in January of 2018. Now, he's previously been charged with 17 counts of criminal sexual conduct, which he has pled not guilty to. But he has been the physician for several youth hockey programs. Going back about 20 years, he's practiced in four different states. So it sounds like most likely there could be more charges coming if more people come forward. It's just
disgusting.
Yes, for sure. A driver was arrested in Westland on Thursday after seriously injuring a 15-year-old student in a hit-and-run crash. On Thursday morning, police say a 15-year-old John Glenn High School student was walking to school when she was hit by this dark-colored, smaller SUV. The SUV had just ran a red light. The driver fled the scene, and the teen was transported to a hospital in Livonia with serious injuries. Thankfully, later that afternoon, the suspected driver was taken into custody. And of course, the investigation is still ongoing, and anything that is found will be turned over to the Wayne County Prosecutor's Office. Pete Davidson is back on Instagram, but this time he has a joint account with Eli Manning.
Whoa.
Oh.
That's kind of weird.
It's interesting, right? So the former Giants star quarterback and the comedian, they joined forces to launch this Instagram page together. They just debuted their account Wednesday night, and they have already posted several photos, some videos as well, and fans are loving it. Pete hasn't had an Instagram account since about 2018. He's kind of joined sporadically back on, but then deactivated again. So this is the first time in a long time he's at an Instagram, and you can check him out. There's already tons of followers, and could be a good follow, interesting follow for sure.
I kind of feel Pete Davidson should teach a course of how to be a funny yet weird looking dude and get the hottest women on the planet.
Yeah,
like the women that he's dated is unbelievable. Like Ariana Grande, Kate Beckinsale, Kim Kardashian. Yes. He gets them all. How about one
now,
more?
Now, Emily Ratajkowski. How does that happen?
That's another one. She's a supermodel, right?
She is.
This guy.
Yes, for sure. I know. All right. So an Olive Garden manager. Well, I don't personally know, but I've heard.
You know. she knows.
I know. An Olive Garden manager in Kansas got fired after sending employees this like crazy email about sick days. So in this email, she said she will no longer be tolerating any excuses for calling in sick. So if you try to call in sick more than once a month, you'll be fired. And this email was very long, but she says, quote, if you're sick, you need to come prove it to us. If your dog died, you need to bring him in and prove it to us.
Wow.
She goes on and on and on. She says that she basically brags about how she has never called in sick for 11 years. And she's worked even when she was sick, which is kind of questionable, especially
that's kind of disgusting.
Now.
What if Nana, what if Nana passes?
Bring her in. Prove it.
This manager's sick and she's touching those unlimited breadsticks.
Yeah, seriously. So there's some people online that understand. And I do get, I think there are people who take advantage of sick days. However, she's been fired. Olive Garden made a statement and just basically said that they want to provide a caring and respectful work environment for all of their team members. And this email does not do that. So she was given the boot. Yep. Kicked out of there.
Bye-bye.
All right. Wow. Thank you, Heather.
You're welcome.
I'm like her. I've never called in sick. Very proud of that record.
Yep. Good.
You never have?
I don't think so. Not here. I'm too afraid I'm going to be Wally Pipped. I mean, somebody's obviously better than me. They can take my job. So I just come in. I'm like the mail. I'm always there.
Have you ever fake called in sick, though, like people are probably doing here?
Oh, like for other jobs, absolutely.
Yes.
Like
yes,
when the Wings won the cup and I wanted to go to the parade,
yeah.
I called in sick to my current job at the time. And
yeah, I'm sure that wasn't obvious.
They didn't buy it.
Yeah.
I tried.
Not feeling good.
I thought I sold it pretty well. All right. Thank you, Heather.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.